So Junior Achievement is a worldwide organization. Here in Georgia, we serve about 130,000 students across the state, and our mission is to inspire and prepare our students to succeed in a global economy. So we do that through programming in the classroom as well as experiential learning, and all of it is focused on financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and workforce readiness.
I think she's answered that question before.
Renee, I think she had a script.
Wow, that was
actually
really good.
Note to the audience, she did not have a script.
Yeah, no kidding. But we've got it recorded now, so she doesn't have to say it anymore. She can just hit the button, right?
Yes, that's right.
You know, you use the word students. So are school systems like your primary conduit to get to these kids?
They are. About 90,000 of the students that we serve are in the classroom. So we call those our core programs. JA has basically three levels of involvement. Core programs happen during the school day in the classroom. And then we have capstone programs, which happen at colleges and at businesses. And those are experiential programs. And then our legacy program is the JA Fellows, which students actually self-select into. So for our core and our capstone programs, it is the schools that are registering their students to participate. But my job ultimately is to make sure that the organization has raised enough money to be able to provide the programs to the students. Our programs are free of charge, and we are not a part of the United Way, and we don't accept government funding. So everything that we raise comes from corporations, individuals, special events, and family foundations.
So there's no government funding of this whatsoever?
Not for JA of Georgia. Now, Junior Achievement Worldwide, each area office gets to decide how they raise their funds independently, but here in Georgia, we've decided not to do that.
And if I can ask why, that's a courageous decision.
Yeah. So at least in the time that I've been at JA, the mindset has been that government funding typically has a lot of deliverables, evaluation, and I guess red tape that you have to go both in the application process as well as then the follow-up process, and it's just not something that we have the staff resources to dedicate the time to. So unless we are receiving funding through another entity that has gotten it from government funding, we don't apply directly for that. I think that the main reason why JA is able to be successful through the funding strategy that we have is because our mission resonates so well with the business community that it makes sense that the funds that they're investing are directly going to build up the future workforce for our state and the nation. And that's why they see a value in investing their resources, both in terms of time with their volunteers as well as funding. Here in Georgia, we have a little over 5,000 volunteers that are taking their own personal time out of their workday to go and teach students the programs that we provide, but then also infusing them with their own business experiences, which makes the programs relevant and kind of bring them to life. And it's that hook, like you talked about with the sales. The reason why schools like our programs is they are aligned to state standards, so we're helping the teachers accomplish what the state has set out for them to do, but it's an exciting way. It's very hands-on. It's all activity-based programs, and then the volunteers have all these experiences and stories to share that are all different. So every volunteer experience is going to be different because the kids are different, and every for the kids, each volunteer that they have, K through 12th grade, is going to have different advice to share with them.
How does one become a volunteer to be a part of that? You said you had 5,000 volunteers.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of our volunteers come through corporate partnerships, but as an individual, you can get involved as well. We always have more demand than the volunteers we have to serve it. Mm-hmm. So if you go to our website, which is georgia.ja.org, you can actually click on the Donate Now button and register right there. And then one of our volunteer operations folks will follow up with you and find out what the right fit is in terms of the location that you want to be in or the area. It's actually a really exciting time right now for folks to be involved with JA of Georgia. We launched when the economy was plummeting over the last few years. We looked at that as an opportunity to really deepen and grow our programs. So instead of kind of hunkering down and saying we're going to ride out the storm, we actually launched a three-year growth campaign. So starting at the beginning of the school year that just closed, we have committed to increasing our student outreach by 50% in Metro Atlanta, which basically equates equates to about 50,000 students. So at the end of this first year, we've achieved 22% of that goal, and we've got two more years to accomplish that. But so every volunteer that comes on board with us and every funder that comes on board with us is directly helping to increase that student outreach and to deepen the impact.
So you're needing more volunteers.
We are definitely needing more volunteers.
All right, heads up, audience. It's a cool opportunity to really make a meaningful contribution. Mm-hmm.
And it's very turnkey. So as a volunteer, our most popular program is called Jay in a Day. And you basically sign up to be in the classroom from 8:30 until 1. So it's a half-day commitment. The training is roughly 1 hour. We do them either in person in our office. If it's a company volunteering, we go out and do the training on site at their office space. Or you can do an online training as well. So a one-hour training, you get your kit of materials, which looks like a mini briefcase with all your lesson plans mapped out for you. And then it's the day of, which is that half-day commitment, and you teach all of your lessons one after another, and then at the end of it, you've impacted roughly 30 students in your classroom, and you're off for the day, and it's as easy as that.